Robots Radio. Games, lore, stories, community. Just press play. Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, the podcast that explores the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout. Wastelanders and Vault Dwellers, welcome back to the Fallout Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, or Robots, and I am here with our patrons for our end of February episode, where we are going to play this crazy fun game that I made up, and I'm going to challenge our ensemble cast to see who can determine if these mods are real or not. We're playing mod or not. They have to find the true ones from the false ones, and I guarantee there are a lot of really strange true mods for Fallout 4. These are all for Fallout 4 that exist. I've pulled the names and a very brief description off like the top line of the description for each of these. Or I've made some of these up. Or maybe they're inspired by existing mods, but are different in very key ways that make them not exist. So they're going to have to determine what we're doing here, and we're going to see who can get the most of these right. And joining us, we have an ensemble cast, including Pumpkin King, Void, Germinator, Nova, Dean, Maverick, and Lil Green. Welcome back to the show, everyone. On the count of three, unmute yourself and make the sound of your favorite mod, whatever that is, in whatever way you could come up with. And if you don't have a favorite mod, just make your sound of something from Fallout. Here we go. One, two, three.
I don't think it's age appropriate.
Perfect. Wonderful. We know what kinds of mods you play. All right. Welcome, everybody. This is going to be super fun. All right. So as usual, big patron chat, lots of different people here. So make sure that you stay muted and you feel free to unmute to kind of chime in and comment a little bit on each of these as we go. But we've got 20 to get through. So we need to get through 20, and we don't want to spend more than about a minute discussing each one. But during the discussion, feel free to share ideas, share maybe some justifications as to why you think it might be legit or not, or information that might throw other people off if you know for sure. So be ready for that, because this could go all sorts of different ways. Are you ready for number one? All right, let's start with number one. The very first mod on the list, the name of the mod is Robot Army. Seems appropriate. The description is, hack every synth and robot you find. Turn them into your own personal army. Only limit is when the game crashes. This mod is called Robot Army, and you can hack all the synths and robots. And again, all of these mods are for Fallout 4 specifically. So anybody have thoughts on this one? Feel free to chime in. Do you think this is a mod or not?
I feel like you're biased.
You think because it's a robot mod?
Yes.
So does it make it more likely to be real or less?
I think it's more likely to be real because, like, you probably saw this and feel like, oh my god, this looks like a lot of fun. I need to download this, but first I'm going to put on the list.
All right, that's what Nova thinks. Anybody else have thoughts on this one? Feel free to just chime in too if you got some thoughts.
Also, feel free to lie and throw everyone else off.
It sounds legit because it doesn't sound like it would be hard to do for a mod.
I've seen
the exact same mod for both New Vegas and 3 as well.
Okay, so Pumpkin King says that this sounds like it's something that's real, and Dean also saying this sounds like it's something.
Yeah, it sounds like something like mods. I don't know, mod creators are like huge and this stuff. So if you're putting a lot of effort in, fine. But if you're putting like a small effort, you'll be like one line description, right?
One line, right? Right. All right.
Oh, you don't know how creative Tom can get with this. I played this with him last night.
No, he can.
Yeah, we did this on the Starfield Lorecast last night. Yes, and Nova tied for first place. So warning, Nova's pretty good at this game. So
yeah,
be warned.
I only missed like, what was that?
You only missed
a large percentage of
you
the
got
questions.
14, you got 14 of the 20 right, which is way better than just random. That would be 50-50. That would be only 10, right? So, all right, that's the first one. Make sure you write down your answers. Everybody write down your answers. Again, no searching, no Googling, nothing, no internet. Just write down your answers. All right, the next one on the list, at the end, we'll go through and reveal all of these. So the second one on this list is called Pajamas Replacer. The description is simply to keep your waifu pure. that's the description. That's also the reason why it's on this list. Now, did I find that or did I make it up? Because, you know, the internet sounds certain ways sometimes. So which one is it? Any thoughts on this one, Pumpkin?
You really stepped your game up from last night.
Have I?
This just the description makes me feel uncomfy.
Doesn't it? Like, what? Yeah.
I feel like that is something that somebody actually would put in as a mod description. Just for fun.
I feel like I've seen this, though.
You feel like you've seen it? Maverick says he feels like he's seen it.
Yeah, I feel like I have, but I also feel like this is... It's a... Waifu doesn't seem like a word you usually use, Tom.
Right. That was my reasoning.
Right,
but... Waifu doesn't sound like a word you use.
But wouldn't I be aware of that if I was writing descriptions?
I'm not sure.
Be on the forefront of your mind.
Yeah. Well, like we used the word last night in the description of the thick, of the food.
Oh, the food one.
The vending machine replacer.
Yeah.
Thick. Like, we were specifically talking about anime stuff, and then I think Dave said waifu, and so dang it, Pumpkin, you got me second guessing myself.
Also, just to remind you, the ones that are made up on this list are inspired by other real mods that I've just changed some things in order to make them not real. So yeah. It doesn't wholly have to like come out of my mind alone. Just so you're aware.
I'm sticking to my
All notes. Right, everybody write your answers down. Let's move on to number three. This one is called Holla at Ya Boy, Yell Sean. The description is, are you looking for your son? Have you tried yelling his name? Pumpkin is losing it.
Bro,
this is like some heavy rain mods right here.
It is heavy rain.
Heavy rain.
What was it, like X to Sean?
No, it was a glitch that would make it so that the entire game would just have X to scream Sean on your screen, and every time you hit the button, it would scream Sean.
Yep.
Yeah.
So this one, this...
Oh my god.
I can see it being a real thing.
Sean. Sean.
I know two things about that name. Yeah. It's title and that. So, yeah, that's how far it extends. That's gotta be true, right?
I feel like someone had to have done it just for the meme from Heavy Rain.
Yeah, no. Knowing the Fallout community, they love their memes.
Yeah, Fallout community does love their memes.
Yeah, I hate memes. We found so that out totally couldn't hands. Have come from my brain. All right. Write your answers down. All right, everybody got answers for number three. All right, number four. The title of this one is Playable Liberty Prime. This mod allows you to somewhat play as the one, the only, Liberty Prime.
Okay, I've seen this one. I have, and I played it.
Maverick says it's sure. He's sure it's a real mod.
It's a real mod. It's tiny, but yeah.
I mean, Liberty Prime's pretty big.
Considering that I've seen mods where you can play as Deathclaws and Yaoguais, I wouldn't put it past somebody.
No, of course not. It's Liberty Prime is iconic, and who wouldn't want to be a big, girthy robot?
Big, thick robot. T-H-I-C-C.
With three C's?
Yeah.
No, I figure it'd be four C's.
C's.
No, that's excessive.
Quadruple thick robot. All right, everybody got your answers for that one?
Germinator's already getting the CCs. We can add one more to it.
Yeah. Oh, hopefully Germinator's doing all right. He's anybody listening right now. He's actually in the hospital. He hurt his leg, but he's able to join us. He's doing okay. So let's move on to number five. That was number four. Number five, China preset, CHYNA, character preset for WWE legend China. This is one of those presets that makes your character look like some real person. This one happens to be.
I know who China is. China from the WWE. Podcast.
Yeah, yeah. So
of all people, you know.
So there you go. If you want to,
I mean, I've seen both. You know, I've seen both John Cena presets and Undertaker presets. Again, I wouldn't put it past anybody.
I've seen Terminator presets.
I've seen your mom
it
presets.
Feels,
oh wait, no,
like
that wasn't your mom.
Tom,
you don't know who I was talking to. What if there was a mod? I should have added that as a mod. Your mom preset. All right.
That's where the fourth C comes in for thick.
All right. That's number five. Get your answers down. Is this a mod or not? Mod or not? Number six, Chinese Pip-Boy. The description I can't read to you because it's all in Chinese characters. That's it.
So you can't Google translate it?
I didn't Google translate it. I just wrote in parentheses description in all Chinese characters because it just looks like gibberish to me. So I'm sure it probably says something like, if the Chinese designed a Pip-Boy, it would look like this with blah, 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 or something.
Would it just be almost an exact replica knockoff that just breaks after 5 years, though, instead of the 200?
Oh, no.
Oh my God.
It's a discount. It's like discount Pip-Boy.
I was like, does that not change in a language preset?
No, like if you scroll through all the different mods, you'll see some in different languages. Like there's some that are in like Russian Cyrillic.
Oh, it's annoying. All of these have such potential to be true.
Yeah.
Steve, this one's throwing me off. This one's throwing me off because it seems way too easy for a description.
I mean, I could have made, like, if this one is fake, I could have made up a description about it. Like, that's,
for
I don't
Paul,
know.
It was easy to pick China. That's the thing.
Well, the China preset, like the person
No. You said Chinese Pip-Boy, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, Chinese Pip-Boy. Yeah.
That's why it feels way too easy to.
Okay. Any other thoughts on this one? No. All right. Everybody's good on that. Chinese Pip-Boy. Number seven. Moving on to number seven. Here we go. Steam for your Pip-Boy. That's the title. Steam for your Pip-Boy. The description is, run your Steam overlay on your Pip-Boy screen in-game. Launch other games inside Fallout 4.
That absolutely sounds like the terrible thing my creator would do. Like, how long can your PC last? 4 minutes? Oh, good man.
right. Because when you play on PC, anybody who plays on console may not know this, but on PC, when you launch games on Steam, you can hit like shift tab or whatever, and it pulls up the Steam overlay. This, instead of putting the Steam overlay over top of the game, displays the Steam overlay on the Pip-Boy. It's like a Pip-Boy, one of the Pip-Boy options.
To break your sorry, I can't get AliExpress Pip-Boy out of my head from that last question.
Right.
I don't know what that looks like now.
AliExpress Pip-Boy. Right?
Yeah, they're like Wish Pip-Boy.
Wish this Pip-Boy.
This is my Timu boy.
Timu?
Yeah, Timu boy.
No, this is my Pip-Boy off of Wish.
Oh my God.
It's a watch. It's just a watch.
No. You forget Pumpkin. Timu's a new Wish.
God.
All right. Any other thoughts on Steam for your Pip-Boy? That's the title of this one.
They've done it for Minecraft, but that's easier to work with. Fallout, I feel like, is super hard to mod.
Really?
I've never modded, but I know that like it's easier to do on Minecraft with command blocks and shit.
But maybe. I don't know.
I don't think that would be easy, especially for
Tom, you know. You're just...
I don't know how hard it is to mod things on
Minecraft. Oh, I meant like the Minecraft. Answer, that is.
Yeah, no, I don't. I like the comparative modding on one game as opposed to the other. I don't know which one's easier or harder, depending on what you're doing. I don't know.
I feel like Fallout is the harder one for some reason.
Well, that would be harder just because of the massive 3D rendering, and plus Minecraft, you have the commands to go off of, especially if you're making something like God Rings, which would change the weather. It also is in JavaScript, which is quite a bit easier than whatever Fallout. I assume it would be C++.
Yeah, I think it's C++. Yeah, yeah.
It's whatever broken coding language Bethesda uses.
Well, it's probably a combination of things, but most of it's probably C++. All right, so Steam for your Pip-Boy. Got your answers down for that? Okay, here we go. Number eight. This one is simply titled Mr. Sparkle. It adds Mr. Sparkle Cleaner to the Commonwealth. Mr. Sparkle Cleaner is the Simpsons reference of the Japanese cleaning with the logo that looks like Homer's head is on the logo.
Okay.
Arimisu Spoku.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All the yes. There was like was an entire episode about this back in, I don't know, the 90s what was that? Or whatever.
Nova?
Tom, was this inspired by a conversation last night?
Maybe.
We were talking about the Maybe. Simpsons before we started the Starfield Lorecast.
That's true. That's true. We were. All right, Mr. Sparkle. Looks like Homer, but it's not Homer. Everybody go to number 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. All right. Number 9, World War II Railroad Commie Overhaul. Changes railroad outfits and leveled list to include modded weapons and clothing to make them a communist faction. I'll read the title again. World War II Railroad Commie Overhaul. What do you think?
This I can believe because I know that the railroad gets a lot of hate. So I can totally see someone doing this.
Like turning them all into commies?
Yeah.
Those Chi-Coms, they're still infiltrating America.
Mm.
Chi-Coms, contraction of Chinese communists.
Chi-Coms.
Yeah, Chi-Com.
Lil, do you have thoughts on this one?
No, I'm kind of silent tonight. My brain's kind of shot today.
Okay.
Little, too many baby pics?
Well, worn out.
You have no idea.
Lots of baby pictures. All right.
And then, just too much photos.
All right. So you guys all, everybody's good on that one? Seems like not a whole lot of discussion about that one. All right. Number 10. Mini Missile Launcher Modification. That's the title. Mini Missile Launcher Modification. The description is, shoots missiles from your pistols, lol. LOL at the end. Laugh out loud.
Mini Missile gyrojet.
Launcher Modification.
Yeah.
I feel like only 2 people know what that is.
That's like one of the rarest weapons you can find.
Yeah. In real life.
Yeah, only like 10 were made.
So do you think this is a real thing?
They made to be like toys?
No, they were made to replace the M16.
That sounds crazy.
They're literally miniature rocket launchers in a rifle form.
Right. So that sounds like what this mod is. Do you think this is real or not?
I do think it is real. I think somebody saw that and thought it was awesome and decided to make a meme out of it because Fallout fans love memes.
I can see this one truly being in the game because, like, I feel like it can't be that hard to, like, modify the ammo of a weapon to, like, go from a bullet to a missile, because the mods I've seen to Fat Men where it's just launching like a Gatling gun or a Gatling gun that just launches cars.
Right. Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah.
I feel like this would be even easier to do something like that because the assets already exist in the game like for the entire animation. So.
Yeah. All right. So.
Let's do it.
That's number 10. That's number 10. Anything else I need to repeat before we move on to the second half? Because we'll take a, we'll take a quick break.
Social security number.
All right. So I'm going to remind you of each of the names of these. It's just so if you have any that you're on the fence about, you can go back and make some updates or whatever. The first one was Robot Army. The second one, Pajamas Replacer, to keep you your waifu pure. Number 3 is Holla At Ya Boy. Yell, Sean. Number 4, Playable Liberty Prime. Number 5, China Preset. The WWE legend. Number 6, Chinese Pip-Boy. Number 7, Steam for your Pip-Boy. Number 8, Mr. Sparkle. Number 9, World War II Railroad Commie Overhaul. And number 10, Mini Missile Launcher Modification. That's what we're at so far. Any other thoughts or questions about this? About any of these?
I don't think so, no.
No? All right.
Yeah, like it's been a fairly weird mix of mods and things that you created yourself. Just you just like spitballed at us.
Yeah, we're gonna have to see. We'll have to see. We got 10 more to get through, but first I'm gonna go thank you guys, our patrons, and we will be right back. So don't go anywhere.
You're welcome, Tom.
Thanks, Nova.
Hello there, old chap. Good to see another of General Atomic's finest, still eager to serve.
All right, here we are in the middle of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to all of our patrons and everybody who supports the show in all sorts of different ways for being here. Thank you especially to our sentry bots, Germinator, who's here with us. Hope you feel better, buddy. And Sky R, thank you so much for your support as well. And to all 82 of our current patrons, thank you so much for your support. Also, if you'd like to leave a review for us on Apple Podcasts, a 5-star reviews will be read out on a future episode of the show. You can also rate the show on Spotify. You can head over to Patreon, patreon.com/falloutlorecast, and join us on a chat episode like this. We play some games together, talk about whatever topic you want to talk about, all of that kind of stuff. Lots of different ways to engage with us. Also, I just today updated the merch store on the robotsradio.net website. I'm using a different provider, trying somebody else who I think is going to be better than the one we were at before, and designed some new shirts. Like, we've got a Dog Meat shirt with Dog Meat holding an arm in his mouth, and he's doing like the hand on the arm is thumbs down. And then we've also got one with like a death claw and some power armor and stuff like that. So go check that stuff out. Might be some fun stuff for you. There's also, I think currently, even when this goes out live for everybody, the site is now on Threadless and they have a 20% off deal going. So you'll notice it at the top of the screen. So robustradio.net, click the merch button. It'll take you over there if you want to check that stuff out. But thank you for being here. Let's move on with the rest of the episode.
If you have any questions about Nuka World, I'd be delighted to answer them.
All right, we're back. You all ready for the next 10 questions? Yeah, I see some thumbs ups. Okay, all right. Who feels like they are absolutely nailing it right now? Do any of you feel like I've got this? I feel like I'm just doing really well.
I'm up in the air. I could be nailing it. I could be totally failing.
Okay, Pumpkin's up in the air.
Very little confidence myself.
Who is killing me? The second one is killing me, where it's like, keep your waifu pure, and I'm like, Fallout mods don't keep nothing pure.
Like, well, that one does.
Lover's lab, it's in it, is definitely false.
Nice. All right. Anybody else feel like they're just killing it, or no?
Waifu isn't very pure, just kind of dead.
Yeah, Germinator has to leave. I'm sorry. Germinator says he has to go. He's got surgery. Good luck, Germinator. We're rooting for you. Germinator, bye, Germinator. Hurt his leg. It's not a dire thing, but he's definitely in the hospital and it's going to take him a while to recover. All right. Here we go. Number 11. Moving on. This one is called Commonwealth with a TH, not an F. Sushi. The description is, this mod aims to bring sushi back into the wasteland. You'll be able to discover a pre-war sushi restaurant and uncover their secrets to making sushi. So, you know, the wasteland needs more fancy foods, I suppose.
Are we going to find the long lost brother Takahashi or whatever his name is?
In the sushi shop?
Yeah.
Yeah, the noodle shop. And eat the food items anyway.
Yeah, because we have a Takahashi or whatever his name is in Diamond City. We're gonna find his long lost robotic brother now in the sushi shop.
In the sushi shop, yeah, yeah. I don't know. Lil and Pumpkin both made some funny expressions when I read this one.
I can understand why, but there's a lot. That's very complex.
Pumpkin, you don't seem very enthusiastic to eat your perfectly preserved sushi. Your 210-year-old fish.
I would imagine it would be brand new sushi. Like, you bring fish and then you can make the fish. I don't know.
Like, it's gotta be Meyer Lurk.
Yeah, 200. Yeah, Meyer Lurk sushi. I can't imagine 200-year-old sushi. I don't think that he would even sit. Like, that
decompose. Like, you don't want your 200-year-old preserved sushi.
You misquoted me. I said perfectly preserved.
Perfectly preserved. Oh, like it's frozen. Yeah. It's been frozen for 200 years.
Pie.
It's still a vending machine. Still
nice.
You got to think about the logic about this, though. Sushi came from overseas. Rice is grown in China and Japan, both of which were nations that the U.S. was against. And where are you going to get seaweed rolls in Boston after a massive radiation spike?
A mod needed to be made, so it's true.
I mean, anything's possible with mods.
What do you mean?
So
we only nuked them twice. Japanese.
You know,
why?
Friends,
why would someone make that?
Because somebody wanted sushi. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, Tom's been in a weird weeaboo role the last few nights, I feel like.
A what?
A weird weeaboo role.
Okay.
I mean, like, you suggested...
That doesn't even make sense.
Like,
and here's me just getting out of work.
I don't know how that makes sense either, but okay.
Weeaboo means Japanese lover, Japanese enthusiast.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess there have been a few Japanese things, haven't there?
Yeah.
But is that my fault, or is that the modder's fault?
Yes.
It's both. It's both.
Yes, both.
Think about that.
Let me deflect real fast.
All right.
Mr. Robot, you're the one who chose the list.
That's true. That's true. Okay, so that's number 11, mod or not. Write your answers down. Number 12. This one is simply called Clean Bathrobe. A clean bathrobe to use with Fallout 4 is the description.
All right, Douglas Adams.
Because everybody needs a clean bathrobe. In there.
Is there a bathrobe in the game?
Yeah.
I don't think it's clean, though.
Most of the things are not clean. Yeah.
See, I can actually see that, though, because, like, there's, like, I know that there's mods out there that add clean options to the game. Mm.
Yeah, you are right. Absolutely.
Oh, they're all of such true potential. Damn.
Yeah, God, all of these are throwing me off.
This is going to be very interesting to see who wins this. All right, clean bathrobe seems like a thing, but also, why take the time to make it? Who knows?
All right, that's number two. I don't know why.
Like, take a nice bath.
Okay. I'm hearing a bathrobe, and I'm just getting images of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy right now.
Yeah, right. Arthur Dent in, like, yeah, his robe. All right, that's number 12. Number 13. This one is called Old Man - Keanu Reeves - Preset. My personal Old Man Keanu preset. That's the description.
Finally, someone made a mod.
So when you want to look specifically like old Keanu, this is the preset to go to.
I got no image in my head of
that. Old man Keanu or old like man. Old school?
Old man Keanu.
Okay.
Yes, from Matrix 2023, not Matrix 1998.
See, my brain isn't thinking of the Matrix one. I'm thinking of the one they made the new Bill and Ted.
Oh, wait, you go to Bill and Ted first? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so fun.
I still think John Wick, but yeah.
I think the latest SpongeBob movie. What do you mean?
He's in the SpongeBob movie.
Yeah, he was in the SpongeBob movie. He had to play the tumbleweed in the new SpongeBob
that's
movie.
Great. That's amazing.
I think it's Cyberpunk because I'm halfway through that game right now.
Yeah, he's in Cyberpunk also. Yeah. All right. So, do you think this is a real mod, Old Man Keanu Reeves preset?
I really have no idea on this one.
I have to call something false. So,
wait, is your first one being false? You have so much trust in Tom.
No, this is terrible. Like, I keep having to scribble out and be like, I guess that's has to. I don't know.
How much trust do you place in our God and Savior, Tom?
God and Savior. I have been known to do quiz things where every single answer is the same answer.
I know you're teasing.
Yeah, that has been
And you also followed immediately with everything was false in the next one.
Yeah, that has been a thing. All right, moving on. So if Old Man Keanu Reeves preset wasn't good enough, number 14, that was number 13. Make sure your answers are lined up. Number 14 is simply called Kanye West with the description, be your Kanye best.
Good Lord.
Wait, is it Kanye Best or Kanye West?
This Kanye West as the title. The description says, be your Kanye Best.
Oh, okay.
Stop.
That's what it says.
If this is real, I'm going to chuck myself.
So don't kill yourself.
Be real.
No.
Man, I'm stuck on PlayStation. I got a big disadvantage with all these mods.
Xbox got bigger stuff, bro.
The only thing I have advantage is because I watch Mike Burnfire on YouTube and he does nothing but mods.
Oh, so maybe some of these you're familiar with.
That's all I play.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kanye West, be your Kanye best. It's hard to say. All right, that's number 14. Number 15 is called Watch a shot? Question mark. Makes Codsworth give whiskey instead of water. Simply called
what is it?
Want a shot. Like a shot of whiskey.
A shot, okay.
Yeah, want a shot? Codsworth.
Does Codsworth give water?
He gives. Yeah, he can give you water. Yeah, yeah.
That shouldn't be the question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Codsworth can. Wait, he can give you water.
He should also change his accent to Irish.
I guess I never
Irish.
Played with Cogsworth.
Oh, I'll take that.
Yeah. So instead of water, he gives you whiskey.
It also changes accent to Irish.
And he's just
why bother
Irish.
When there's a, why bother when there's a robot in game called Drinking Buddy?
Yeah.
Right.
Just a pint of Guinness.
It's in the vanilla game.
Now yeah, I did happen upon a mod that makes Drinking Buddy indestructible, like unkillable. So that
have a pumpkin. Now you have two exist. Drinking buddies, though. One to get you buzzed, one to get you shit faced.
It's like they're just in order.
Yes.
I never doing that again. I know I've been there, never having that done again.
All right, but is this one real? Is it a mod or not?
I feel like it would be,
too
yeah.
Too many true answers, so... See, whiskey makes sense, because it's the one that increases your strength, so if you're, like, maxed and... I don't know, I'm overthinking it. True it is.
It's his Irish blood. It's his Irish blood in him. It makes him biased.
Too much.
Yep, all right, so that's 15. That's 15. Number 16, Nuka World Viewpoint. The description is a view of Nuka World. And to give you a little bit more, it's a bench on the outskirts of Nuka World where you can sit and look at Nuka World. That's the mod.
Honestly, I could easily see that in the game. Because people love their photo too. Ops.
That's yeah. Tom projecting yeah. his desires onto us.
My desires to look at Nuka World?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, we just want this bench there specifically. Just like this is where a bench belongs.
Bench looks
right
like.
Here.
It's a wooden bench. I just want to sit there. It's, a wooden bench. It's a wooden bench. I can still picture it in my head. Yeah, it's a bench to look at Nuka World from. All right, that's number 16. Pumpkin's like, what?
Make it hard.
All right, number 17. Oh, this one is called Super Ninja, S-U-P-A-H, ninja.
Of course it is.
The description says, sneak like a super ninja, now as a plugin, in parentheses, changes the stealth parameters. Super ninja.
I can see that because it changes the game mechanic and not anything. Mm.
Yeah, there's lots of mods that just kind of tweak some of the settings. Sure. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, like there's one that takes your building limit.
Yeah, or changes like your power armor level, like damage resistance, or how fast you can move in them. And like there's all sorts of one. Different things.
I did do that thing with the building limit, and I think I might have broke my game.
Yeah, right.
Helping them, I've told them in that like area of debt where I've done all my tree settlement rounds, whatever. It's over past that.
Yeah, too much anyway. Stuff. Sure. All right. Again, that one's called Super Ninja. Super.
That makes me question a lot of things.
Question your life. Question your life choices.
I'm in a deep moral debate right now.
I do it every day.
It's an existential dilemma. I'm putting you through existential pain. All right, that was number 17. Number 18. We're getting close to the end. Number 18. Are you ready for this one? It's called
maybe
Dog Meat Boots. This mod adds 12 pairs of boots as upgradable wearable armor for dog meat.
Better be true.
That's adorable as hell.
It is.
Just lots of different shoes.
Is this your next t-shirt idea?
Just little booties for dog meat to wear.
That is a picture of dog meat that needs to be on a shirt.
Wearing boots.
Where he's like sitting down and you just see like the booties.
Yeah, like pink galoshes or something, you know, like yeah.
I feel this is Tom just kind of saying, this is what I'm thinking from a next t-shirt idea. How do you guys like the idea so far? Testing the waters.
Dog meat with booties. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have dog meat with a severed arm. Why not with boots now?
Maybe I could add the two together.
Yeah, that too.
Severed boots.
Yeah. Keeping himself clean. Not getting any of the blood on his boots. Or just on his feet, I mean.
Those little feeties. Those little doggy feet.
Hey, little footsies.
Yeah, little doggy footsies. All right, dog meat boots. Put your answers down, mod or not. All right, number 19. You most of you are familiar, or at least have heard of Sim Settlements, right? It's a big mod. Yeah. Lots of additional mods to it that upgrade your settlements, all sorts of things. This one is called Sim Settlements Anime. Converts the NPCs from Sim Settlements and all its expansion packs into anime.
Weeaboo!
Does it just change the NPCs?
That's what the description says. Converts the NPCs from Sim Settlements specifically and all its expansions into anime.
Dean, what else is it going to change? Is it going to give you a body pillow? Oh,
God.
I mean, does it?
I can only answer so much. I haven't loaded all these mods up.
Piper body pillow.
Yeah, right. Right. Anime Piper body pillow. Just that probably exists somewhere.
Filthy, dirty pillow, but now it's a. Yeah. It's like, oh no, I don't want actually.
Yeah. I ask again, why are there so many just like anime Japanese themed mods you have on here, Tom?
Have you been on the internet? Have you visited?
The internet.
Yes.
I'm on the internet every single day.
Mm-hmm. Some percentage, some significant.
If any of them are real, I'm scared to know how far deep you had to dig to find them.
I'll answer the question. The way I found
first
these.
Page.
No, the way I found these is I went to the Nexus mod site and I hit random. And then I scrolled through the random list. So these are not in order of like the ones that are most or least popular, nothing like ones that were up first or last. It's just, I just came across these randomly.
Then I'm scared of the items you didn't put on this list.
Tom, you actively changed my perception of you and the demographics of these mods.
Okay.
In a good way.
Yeah, I mean, some percentage of people on the internet are going to do like anime mods for things.
That's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's number 19. You ready for the final one? Number 20.
Okay.
All right. This one's a good one. It's called Toilets Contain Water. That's the title. The description is there's a chance for a toilet containing dirty water.
Yes.
There you go.
So they're just bringing the water mechanic from three back.
Right. It's like careful, somebody was like, careful, oh, there's not careful. Enough dirty water in the toilets. Gotta add more in.
Here, I'm gonna
no, but we'll just make it the joke. Yeah. There's something in the toilet, yes. And you're like, careful, don't drink the water. Get the ammo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then just, yeah. I was gonna say, like, I feel like I've seen this before.
It's like there's a comic strip out there that someone did.
Oh no, this was like a Penny Arcade cartoon, like a comic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're right. In three, you would accidentally drink the water if you clicked just off of the object. And then you'd be like, oh my god, I just drank toilet water. That's been sitting here for 200 years. Oh. All right. Toilets contain water. That's the name of the last one. All right. Do you want
a lot of other things? Water is among them.
Okay. Refresher for the last 10. I'll go over the names again just in case you have to finalize any decisions. Number 11 was Commonwealth Sushi. 12 was Clean Bathrobe. 13, Old Man Keanu Reeves Preset. 14, Kanye West. Be your Kanye best. Number 15, Want a Shot? Number 16, Nuka World Viewpoint. 17, Supa Ninja. 18, Dog Meat Boots. 19, Sim Settlements Anime. And 20, Toilets Contain Water. There's your list.
All right. Let's see how many are wrong.
Let's go back to number one. Give me a thumbs up if you thought Robot Army was a mod. Thumbs up for mod, thumbs down for not.
I think it is a mod.
All right. I got a number of thumbs up. Lots of thumbs ups. Two of you I can't see because you're not on camera, but lots of thumbs up. This one, not a mod. I made this up. There may be mods that do similar things. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure. But this specifically, the way it's described, 100% made up.
Oh my trust. I was making a Robot Army mod.
So there you
remember
go.
That?
Yeah. Like, yes, there people have... Yes, that has been a thing that was discussed, but
it's not called
this specific description doesn't exist. All right, so that's number one. Number one, not a mod. Number two, pajamas replacer, mod or not?
I think that's not a mod.
Not a mod? Not a mod? Getting lots of not a mods. Okay. That one is a mod.
God damn it.
Yeah. I'm off to an atrocious start. Oh my God.
Gotta keep your waifu pure. Somebody out there is really interested in keeping a pure waifu with good pajamas, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I guess someone has to.
Yeah, him and his Sims settlement.
Yeah, with all his anime friends. All right. Number three, holla at ya boy, yell Sean. Mod true. Or not?
Absolutely. Yes, yes, true. 100%, this has to be true.
Getting a lot of yeses. This one is a mod. This, yes.
Good.
You are right.
Good.
Congratulations.
Just read anger. Good. Good.
Yes.
Better.
Good. Mod.
All right. Number four, playable Liberty Prime. What do you think about this one?
Oh, I don't yes. I think yeah.
True.
True. I see some trues. Void's shaking his head no. No.
I think it's true.
Most of you say true. This one is a mod. Yes.
Ooh.
This one, absolutely.
Is it the big one or the power armor?
I think it's the big one. I don't know about the power armor one, so I think it is the big one. All right, number five.
Yes, I played the other one.
Oh, did you play the other one? Number five.
Yeah.
China preset, mod or not?
I don't think it's a mod.
I'm seeing lots of no's.
No.
I feel like it's true just because it seems like an easy one to do. Maybe.
All right.
Let's see how wrong I am.
Well,
I don't see this one being easy to pull off.
Dean, you're correct. This one is a mod. This is a mod.
Oh,
solid. I'll take it. My first two were fails.
It's a mod. I can send you the link if anybody wants to see it. But it is a mod.
Not really. Love to see this mod.
The proof.
All right, number six, Chinese Pip-Boy, mod or not?
I think that's mode.
Yes, oh, yes, no.
No.
False?
No. Oh, this one, you guys are mixed on this one.
False.
I said initially true, but then I went false because something had to be false.
You're switching to false. All right. Chinese Pip-Boy? Got it. Chinese Pip-Boy, not a mod.
What?
Yay.
Not a mod. I made that one up.
Little green high five.
Excuse me.
All right, number seven, Steam for your Pip-Boy. Mod false. Or not?
False.
No. I said true because it sounds like the mad thing a mod creator would do.
Yeah.
I see two trues. The rest of you false?
True.
Fallout crashing simulator.
False.
Yeah.
All right,
this one
right.
is not a mod.
Oh,
I made this one up as well.
Oh, I want to see that now.
How am I doing better on a game I played vanilla on than a game that I've actively modded for 5 years?
Maybe you just know. Maybe you just know.
I've gotten two correct out of the seven.
All right, number eight.
You're just not creative.
Number eight, Mr. Sparkle.
I can 100% yes. believe this, yes.
All it would take is a Codsworth.
Is this
Sparkle?
False?
Yeah, so we don't know anymore.
All right, this one is a mod.
Damn it.
Yes, Mr. Sparkle from The Simpsons. Looks like Homer Simpson is modded into Fallout 4. Number nine, World War II Railroad Commie Overhaul. This is the one that turns the railroad into communists by modding their outfits.
I just want this one to be true, honestly.
I think it's
true. Yeah, I believe this one to be true. I can see this.
Here's what it looks like.
Because like the communists, the railroad is trash.
Oh, no. Somebody's going to want to fight
the
you.
The Russians hate this man.
All right. This mod is real. This is a real mod.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think most of you got that. All right. Number 10, mini missile launcher modification.
I feel that's true.
Yes. Yeah, I want this one to be true as well.
This one I could see just because of like how Little Green brought up the mods that you can do for the Fat Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got an image in my head of someone firing shots and them explode.
Yeah, so now
I'm like, maybe it's that.
This one is made up. I made this one up.
On.
I didn't double check to see if there are similar mods out there, but the way this is described with its title and all that is made up. I made it up.
Not true.
Niente.
So, nope, not a real mod. Number 11, Commonwealth Sushi.
I feel like this is a mod.
I think it's false.
I
want my perfectly preserved sushi roll.
It seems really way too complex.
It does seem like a side quest. Someone might lash in as a mod.
All right, this one.
What's that smell?
This one, it's 200-year-old sushi. This
raw
one
fish
is not a mod. This one was made up. But it was inspired by a similar mod called Commonwealth Pizza that does the same thing but with pizza at a pizza restaurant.
Yeah.
If it was a mod, would it be like eating gas station sushi?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Man, someone made an RPG homebrew for making a pizza. I had it earlier.
You're on the 50-50 risk of getting a tapeworm or mercury poisoning.
Yeah, one right. Right.
How did I get dysentery?
All right, number
the Oregon Trail.
Number 12, clean bathrobe.
True.
Yes, I can see this. Yes.
Lots of truths.
I was really decisive on this one.
Ooh. All right. Lots of truths. Well, this is a mod. This one is real.
God damn it, I suck at this game.
That's a false of that one. Shoot, never mind. Where?
I'm doing better than I thought I would.
Yeah, let's do a check. Let's do a check-in. Pumpkin, how many have you gotten right so far out of 12?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've gotten 8 right.
8. All right. Void?
6.
6. Nova?
I've gotten 25% correct.
Okay, so 25% of 12 would be...
That makes it sound a lot better than it actually is.
Yeah, 5, right.
4?
No, 4.
3.
Yeah.
4 would be a third.
What?
3.
Yeah,
3.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. All right, Dean, how many?
Man, like 5.
5? Okay.
Yeah.
Maverick?
3
for Maverick. And Lil Green?
8.
8. All right. It's pretty spread here. Lil Green. We're only at 12. We got 13 right through 20 still. Let's see how this goes.
Yeah.
13. Old man Keanu Reeves preset.
I can 100% believe this.
I said true because I like Keanu Reeves.
I can see this if it's not mod.
Okay. This one is a mod.
Damn it. Yes.
This one is a mod. 5.
I don't know why I said no to this one because this is so too believable.
Maybe it was too
believable.
Well,
the other
believable.
Ones are too believable.
Maybe that's the problem. No. It's too believable. All right. Number 14. Kanye West, be your Kanye best.
No.
I hope to God it's not one.
So I did put
it
in a shop.
There's a road right there.
That's a good question. What does this mod do?
It mods in a character that you play that looks like Kanye West.
It turns you insane.
Yeah, that too. All right. This one.
To a neo-Nazi.
This one. Is a mod. This one is real.
No.
Okay, I'm going to the road. See you
this
guys.
One is 100% real. I'm not kidding. It's 100% real.
Maverick,
I wonder where the ladder
is. Don't hurt yourself, Maverick. All right.
Maverick's joining Germinator in the hospital, apparently.
Oh, no.
Yes, he's going to walk across the Pacific Ocean.
Don't do it. You can't walk across the ocean. just in case anybody doesn't know.
You
can't do it.
Truck across. What do you mean?
You can't truck across it either. All right. Number 15. Want a shot?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, true. Yes, I need one now.
True.
Wait, yes, you want a shot or yes, you think this is a mod?
I think it's true.
Both.
Both. This one is not a real mod. No. I made it up. I made it up. The original one was it made Codsworth give you coffee, not whiskey.
Combine them together.
It was called
Irish coffee.
Want a cup. I think it's just want a cup, I think is what it was called. Want a cuppa, I think is with like the English say.
Is it Slocum Joe's? Please tell me Slocum Joe's, not Starbucks.
I don't know. I'd have to go click it again and look at it. They may have modded in some other brand of coffee. I don't know. Probably Slocum Joe's. All right, that's number 15.
Well, that's what it is.
Number 16.
Love that.
Number 16, you ready? Nuka World Viewpoint.
I hope this is true.
Like what little Green said is like people love their photography.
Well, Lil Green
loves
his photography.
He's biased, though. He is a photographer.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, you are.
All right, this one.
Photo modes in the game for a reason.
That's true. It's true. No, you're right.
That's in 76, though.
So.
But there's a mod you can put it in for 4.
You still screenshots.
So thumbs up for real, thumbs down for not.
It's fake.
It's a little split. All right. This one is a mod. This is real.
Dang it.
Number 17. Supa.
I just want to disagree with Little Green.
Supa.
Of course you did.
Of course.
I love it was just a massively intensive mod, like 104 gig.
All right. Let's keep moving. We got to keep moving. We're almost done. Number 17, Supa Ninja.
I can believe this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say true.
Okay. Yeah. Thumbs up for true. Thumbs down.
True.
True. Something's still split. This one is a mod.
Come on.
This one's real as well. All right, number 18, Dog Meat Boots.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. This one has to be true. This one has to be true.
Like, watch Tom be like, hot, no, you fools. I just
see, that's exactly what it's going to be right now.
I just thought it's true.
It's too good.
Biased.
Are you all unanimous on this? Is everybody?
No, I actually said true first, and then went to false.
So you switched
it? It's too good to be true.
Okay. All right. This one is true. This one is a mod. Yes.
Yes.
This one exists.
Light in my life. That's good.
Yeah, they're all really cute. Like all these little boots you could put on dog meat. It's pretty cute.
Oh.
Yeah, you should go look it up.
Sneakers. Oh my gosh, he's wearing rain boots.
Yep, he's got a bunch of different boots. All right, number 19. Number 19. Sim Settlements Anime. Turn all your NPCs into anime.
No, this is true.
I don't want this to be true, so it's not true.
I hope it's true.
I put true.
Surely true.
All right. A little bit split. This one is also real. This is a real mod. This is a real mod. It really exists. Because for some reason, everybody just wants everything to look like anime. I guess. I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong in having...
He looks so defeated right now.
Having preferences in our style, sure. But like, I don't want everything to look the same. Whatever that style is. All right. Number 20. Final one. Toilets contain water. Mod or not?
I'm gonna say true, just because I can see. Yeah, true.
It's true. Somebody was looking at the games like, this game is not more accurate. There's not enough crappy water in the toilets.
It's what they missed from Fallout 3.
This one is real. This is a real mod. That's it. All right, so I'll go back over real quick one more time just to make sure, double check. Robot Army, not a mod. Pajamas Replacer, mod. Holla at ya boy, mod. Playable Liberty Prime, mod. China preset, mod. Chinese Pip-Boy, not a mod. Steam for your Pip-Boy, not a mod. Mr. Sparkle is a mod. World War II Railroad Commie Overhaul, mod. Mini Missile Launcher Modification, not. Commonwealth Sushi, not. Clean Bathrobe, yes, that's a mod. So is Old Man Keanu Reeves, and so is Kanye West. Be your Conway best. Want a shot, not a mod. Nuka World Viewpoint is a mod. So is Supa Ninja, Dog Meat Boots, Sim Settlements Anime, and Toilets Contain Water. All right, let's go back through. Pumpkin, how many did you get right?
I got 13.
13, that's pretty solid. Nova won yesterday with 14, so that's a solid number. All right, Void?
I got 10.
10?
Going in blind.
Split in half. All right, there you go. Nova?
I'd like to drop out of this class, please.
Did you still only have three?
I had 6 out of 20.
Six. All right.
I doubled my score from last time.
The class will drop you out. The score.
All right. So 6 for Nova. Dean?
A 10 as well.
10. All right. Split even. Maverick?
I as long as also with Nova, I want to drop out as well. I am a disgrace to the modding community. I only got 4.
Four. Oh,
yeah.
Four.
Represent.
Four. I picked some weird ones, so there's no shame in not knowing these because there are thousands of mods out there.
Step up his game from last night.
Yeah. And then Lil Green, how many did you get?
No,
it's a tie. 13.
13. You tied with Pumpkin.
I won from yesterday.
So Nova got 14, tied yesterday for a win. And Pumpkin and Lil Green win tonight with 13. Congratulations. Yeah.
Right. Oh, we gotta have a winner.
Right. I'm just kidding. Random
paper, scissors battle.
Well,
rock paper scissors.
Maybe we need to play another game next month and then see who wins that one. See who got better.
He goes to say, and he goes like, "See you guys, but bonus round."
Bonus round. No, I don't have bonus a bonus round prepared. Sorry.
You get Tom's house fastest.
All right. Well, congratulations to Pumpkin King and Lil Green. thank you so much for playing my silly game. I hope you enjoyed it.
I love these games. I love them.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining me, everybody. And chat, thank you for being here. Everybody who's listening, let's go back through. Feel free to just real quickly share something that you've got going on that you want to put out into the world, or just, you know, thanks for being here. Pumpkin, you got anything to share?
Not currently, but like, you know, I've said my Twitter a million times on this show. You can also find me on Discord.
Oh, awesome.
If you ever want to talk, just hit me up.
Cool. Well, thanks for joining again. And then Void, you got anything going on, Void?
Well, I am always on the Discord. You can find me just as my name is down here, V01D696. And I've got a TikTok that I'm going to start back up coming here in the spring, working on my truck and my car.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks for joining us. Nova, you got a YouTube channel?
Yes, I do have a YouTube channel. I post mostly Fallout Halo and Call of Duty Zombies videos on there. And by the way, I do take it much more seriously than I actually act on there. I mean, super serial than I actually act on here. So if you're looking for actual lore content, you can check out my YouTube channel. It is Supernova serious capital lore. S Uber capital N, zero capital V capital A. Look for the golden retriever icon.
There you go. Serious lore only.
Super serial lore.
Super serial. Dean, thanks for joining us. I'm so glad you were able to make it.
Yeah, thanks. I've been creeping on your channel for ages and decided to bump up to the Kickstarter.
That's finally awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, I'm so glad you joined us. Thanks for being here. All right, Maverick, I know you've got stuff.
Oh, I always have stuff between driving semi to hosting couple podcasts. I'm actually starting to write another one, a story podcast. It's on schedule to release Christmas. But anyway, the main thing is the Fallout Roundtable. We're live on Twitch now, Thursday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern, when we all show up. But anyway, yeah, we just released episode 78.
Yeah, you guys have been doing it a while. So you can find the Fallout Roundtable also on whatever podcatcher you're listening to this on. So you can check that out, mm-hmm. or on robotsradio.net. And then you also have a wrestling podcast too, right?
Yeah, that we get to every now and then.
Yeah, what's that called again?
It's called Three Count Thoughts.
There you go. Go check out Maverick's stuff. Maverick, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. All right. Awesome. And then Lil Green, anything new you want to share?
No, not really. I'm actually going out to Vegas next week. I'm going to try and actually visit some Fallout New Vegas locations, since I have rented a car this time.
Cool.
But yeah, no, I would appreciate it if you guys would check out my Instagram page. I'm trying to get to 1,000 followers this year. It's Lil Green _ photography. And I'm just trying to be a little bit more active over there. If you want to talk to me in the Discord, just tag me.
Cool, man.
So I'm just a little green over there.
Awesome. Thanks for being here. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining me. This has been super fun. And I would love to find out if anybody listening at home or at work or wherever, if you've been playing along, if you beat 13, let us know. Jump on the Robots Radio Discord and brag a little bit. Let us know. Let us know which ones fooled you out. Also, like, did I actually fool you on any of these? Let me know. But thanks for being here. I'll be back next week with a regular episode, just like usual. And until then, stay safe out there. And I don't know, try some of these mods. Some of them pretty weird. Have fun. See you later. To plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. Reach out to me on Twitter at robots_radio. Check out the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where you can join me and a bunch of our other creators creating your podcast, starting a new podcast, or helping your current podcast grow. There's more information about that on robotsradio.net as well. And you can always talk with us and the entire community, over 2,000 people, on the Robots Radio Discord. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you. See you guys next time.